You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 253, Transformation or Death, Part 2. Thank you for tuning in. We are continuing our discussion from Part 1. Today, we will share a unique perspective of a modern-day astrological alignment by using the interpretation of the ancient Egyptian tarot to look deeper into this. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to Part 1 if you haven't heard it yet. And for further information, check out episode number 19 of Navigating the Awakening Season 2. This is on Major Arcanum number 13, the Reaper, also known as the Death card in the modern day tarot. This episode is significant to our discussion today, and it will give you a much deeper understanding of what we are talking about, and it will help me to not have to repeat myself with the same information that I've already shared. Today's episode will be a little longer than my normal Awaken the Healing shows, but I have to share this thought-provoking information with you, and it's going to take me a little time to do that. So get comfy and grab a pen and paper so you can take notes. So now let's continue our discussion that we began in Part 1. We are reminded by Spirit that we are living in the days of prophecy. And no matter how many prophecies have been fulfilled, a great number of people continue to remain in disbelief and in a state of unconsciousness. They are completely oblivious to the critical times that we are now living in. These are the people who look to the nightly news or to social media platforms to derive their interpretation of what is really going on this planet. They put their trust in the wrong hands. These people are unable to perceive reality on their own, and so they continue to be misguided and misled by the dark forces. These forces desire to remain in control on the planet, but they know their time is up. I am here today to bear witness and to confirm that their time has come to an end. We have entered a new age, and it is the end times for the dark rulership. When I'm done with this episode, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Our message from Spirit is about transformation or death. And Spirit says the masses have already chosen their path, consciously or unconsciously. This is the time of the sixth sun. And remember that the number six denotes the energy of Venus in the ancient Egyptian tarot. This means that we are living in a time of choosing a life of vice or a life of virtue. Now, let's review season two of Navigating the Awakening. In that season, we discussed in length the ancient Egyptian tarot, which is known as the royal path. The ancients considered this information to be the keys to life. So if you follow the wisdom that can be found within those episodes, it will begin to unlock infinite abundance into your life. This abundance will manifest on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, because it is sharing the keys to life with you. Now, as we dive deeper into our message today, our focus turns to the 13th card of the 22 major arcanum. This is Aries, known as the Reaper in the ancient Egyptian tarot. In the modern day tarot, it is the Death card. So it is important to note that we have also discussed in length why there are discrepancies between the modern day tarot and the ancient Egyptian tarot, from which the modern day has come. Much information was lost over time and much distortion has been introduced into the modern day interpretations. So there are many differences, and it's important to point that out for anyone who is unaware of it. because we will be discussing the ancient Egyptian tarot today, bringing forth the wisdom of the ancients to interpret modern-day astrological alignments. So in speaking of the significance of this time, you may ask, why is Arcanum number 13 significant? And what does this alignment have to do with the end of the rulership of darkness on our planet and in our universe? And these are very good questions that I intend to answer over the next few minutes. So let's dive in. As we go over this, I want you to keep something in the forefront of your mind. Aries rules the energy of the Reaper. They are one and the same, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. This is the number 13, and its divinatory significance is transformation or death. Aries, being the Reaper, is truly an activation of the repayment of karma. This is the idea of reaping, and so karma is connected to the number 13. Now, some of you may have noticed that within the United States, the 13th floor is usually missing in public buildings when you are on an elevator. This is because they say it's bad luck. But in truth, each time you activate the number 13, it draws more energy to bring about transformation or death. So as we move forward, you will see why they fear this number being activated by us. So the energy of Aries gives you a choice, transformation or death. You are actively summoning this energy each time you activate the number 13. And this is why they want to avoid it at all costs. It has to do with the energy of karma, karmic rewards or karmic debt. When someone has committed so many crimes and broken every natural and universal law, they will want to avoid anything that has to do with karma, and they will avoid it at all costs. This is the mindset of the dark rulership. This can be a discussion for another episode, but I'm sharing it with you in order to give you an idea of why they don't want you activating the number 13, because they have committed so many crimes against humanity, and you must know that every time you perform your shadow work in the way that the ancient Toltecs have taught us, you activate this karmic debt to be paid for crimes against us and our ancestors. We have literally manifested this day of reckoning for the dark rulership through the activation of cleansing our shadow. That's how powerful it is. We are the warriors of light that were also prophesied to come. And we're here. So let's continue. The 13th major arcanum is not just about death as the modern day tarot sees it. It is also about transformation. So this is very important. We are always given a choice. Within our universe, a profound new cycle has just begun, and it involves the energy of Aries. This is activating a karmic debt or reward to be paid. So in order to understand this more deeply, we must look closely at the astrological alignments that took place within Aries in the first few months of this year of 2026. This is profound, and we need to look deeper at this in order to understand why the energy has shifted in our favor. This is in the favor of those who have chosen a path of transformation. This is not just for our planet, because it will affect all life within our universe, as above, so below, as within, so without. Now, as we look at humanity, we see that most people are choosing to live in a spiritual state of death. They are, by choice, blind, deaf, and dumb, which means they are unable or unwilling to see the truth, hear the truth, or speak the truth, because most people have chosen darkness as their path, and that is why they remain tethered to the lower entities that were once ruling and running this world, whom I've referred to as the dark ones. The choosing to remain in darkness is truly choosing a state of death over life. This not only includes choosing to remain extremely ignorant, but it also includes choosing a life of addictions and an unwillingness to develop the will. This is the choice that most people have made. These are the ones who allow themselves to continually be distracted by all manner of things. And so they are referred to as the living dead in many ancient texts. They exist on a deep level of unconsciousness in what is referred to as a spiritual state of death. And the really sad part of it is they have willingly given up their souls to dwell within the lower realms of darkness. They are bound to the lowest dimensions of the infinite multiverse, and they will remain there until they choose to grow or until their karmic debt is paid. Now, Spirit tells us that the people who have chosen a spiritual state of death over transformation have made this choice willingly because they don't believe that there is anything greater than what they can see. They have been fooled by this physical illusion that we call life. Many have sold their souls for material things, titles, fame, and false wealth. And it's all because they don't believe in the higher realms. They don't have access to the higher spiritual realms, so they don't believe they exist. These people are disconnected from their divine essence and their ability to discern energy. They are the ones who think that all of this sounds ridiculous, and therefore they have consciously chosen death over transformation. Now, I'm sharing this with you because you are going to witness many people that you may love or know and care about face their own destruction. They will be destroyed by their own shadow energy, which includes their fears, their inner darkness, their ignorance, their vices and addictions, and so on. All because they did not choose a path of transformation, which would have required them to change something in their lives, to give up something, to have courage, to be able to stand alone and speak their truth, and to develop their will, to overcome their lower self. They would have had to dedicate themselves to learning new things and personal growth. This would have changed their destiny, their life path. But their time is up. Karmic debts must be paid. We are living in a time that was prophesied to come, and now we see it, not only on the earth, but in the stars above. So what I can tell you is that we have entered the time of the Reaper, of Arcanum number 13, where the only way to survive this new energy is to choose a path of transformation, which is what the ancient Toltecs told us centuries ago. We are now in the midst of the great shift, and there is no more time to play. For those of you who have been doing your work and diligently working on yourself to become better versions of yourself, you have chosen the path of transformation. And your reward is life and having it more abundantly. You are going to manifest powers and be able to do incredible things. This was also prophesied to come. Know that if you are facing any challenges at this time, they will begin to fade as you continue to be steadfast in your shadow cleansing. It is your shadow that you are working to heal. And as you do this, your health and strength of mind and body will improve. Many blessings will begin to manifest in your life because you have chosen the path of transformation. You will receive many blessings, and they will overflow in your life in a myriad of ways. And it will truly be unbelievable. Some of you have already begun to experience these blessings beginning to flow in your life. You are starting to have a greater sense of peace and joy, regardless of what is going on around you. Many new opportunities will begin to flow into your life. You will receive downloads, new ideas, and meet new people that will help you grow and manifest your dreams. Many things that you have been desiring for many years will manifest in your reality. And this is just the beginning. You will be reaping which you have sown. These are the blessed seeds that you have planted in your life, and they will bring you much abundance in many different ways. So just stay on your path and keep doing your work. Now, for those who have been procrastinating, putting off their spiritual work, and not taking any of this information seriously that I've been bringing to you for over 10 years, then all I can say is, it's not looking too good for you. Time is up. There's no more time for playing or for creating havoc and confusion in other people's lives. Your karmic debt needs to be paid, and judgment is not waiting any longer. I am calling judgment on every demon that has come against me and all of humanity, and any beings of light that exist within our multiverse. I call judgment on these demonic entities that are on this planet, around the planet, within the planet, and anywhere else within the multiverse. It is time for you to reap what you have sown. It is time for your karmic debt to be paid. This is the great and dreadful day. Great for some and dreadful for others. You have according to your works. And this time has been confirmed with the planets entering into the sign of Aries. Now, let's look at the astrological alignment that has activated the time of the Reaper and the new 6,000-year cycle of transformation or death. In late January of this year, 2026, the planet Neptune moved into the sign of Aries. And in mid-February, the planet Saturn joined Neptune. On February 20th, Saturn and Neptune became conjunct at 0 degrees of Aries. This marked the beginning of a new 6,000-year cycle on our planet and within our universe. The conjunction of these two planets meeting at 0 degrees of Aries created a great shift of energy that will be felt on our planet and within our universe for the next 6,000 years. The last time Saturn and Neptune were conjunct at this exact point of 0 degrees of Aries was roughly 6,300 years ago. Now, to give you an idea of how long ago that was, the exact day that we are given was March 3rd, 4,361 BCE, before Christ. That was 6,300 years ago. And you are reliving this. So let me break this down. Saturn will only be in Aries for a little over 2 years, but Neptune will remain in Aries for the next 14 years, and then it will be another 165 years before Neptune will re-enter Aries. So you can see how this Neptune transit is very significant, because it is a rare opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for most humans to experience Neptune in Aries. And many never experience it because they don't live long enough. 165 years is a long time, and it will be that long before Neptune will re-enter Aries again once it leaves. But you're on the planet at this time, during this transit, and that's not the most important part, but it is very significant. There's more. Neptune and Saturn being conjunct at 0 degrees of Aries is significant, because it is the first degree of the beginning of every sign. And Aries marks the first house in astrology. This is why Aries is known as death and transformation. Because to the ancients, whenever a cycle was complete, it marked the death of that cycle. And at the same time, the beginning of a new cycle. This was seen as transformation. The only things that could pass into the new were things that were able to transform. Did you hear that? The only things that could pass into the new were things that were able to transform. And this is true at all times. 0 degrees of Aries marks the beginning of the beginning. And on February 20th of this year, 2026, the last cycle ended and a new cycle began. If we look at the numerology, something interesting is here as well. If we add these numbers together, the 2 for February, and the 20, we get 22. This is the total number of major arcanum in the tarot. It means a learning cycle has completed in yet another way. So now let's dive deeper to see what the interpretation is of the alignment using the ancient Egyptian tarot. I want to make a note here. My intention is not to make this an astrology lesson, but it is necessary for us to look at these alignments because we know as above, so below. What is happening in the universe is also happening down here with us. So this is why we have to be aware of what is going on above, and this is what the ancients knew. If we can interpret what is happening within the stars, then we have a better understanding of what we can expect in our own lives and on this planet. And to the ancient Egyptians, all of this was one. Astrology is only seen as our astral body being manifested in the heavens above. And I want you to understand that we are only scratching the surface here because there is a lot to know about each one of these planets. But I suggest that you go back to season 2 of Navigating the Awakening to learn more about the attributes of each one according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. It will be worth your time, I promise you. Now, what's important for you to know is that as far as I have been able to research, and according to many other astrologers, there is no record of this exact planetary alignment ever happening in our recorded history. It cannot be found. So we have truly entered a new time, a new age, according to the activation of all of these planets in Aries. This is very profound. So now let's begin to look at this alignment, one planet at a time, through the lens of the ancient Egyptian tarot. This is how we use the keys to life to help us unlock the secrets of the universe in order to see what is really going on. First, we'll review all the astral bodies that formed the stellium in Aries in April of this year, 2026. A stellium is 3 or more planets that align together within a zodiac sign or a house. This stellium was strongest around April 17th, during the new moon in Aries, which also marks a new beginning or cycle. Confirmation after confirmation, these heavenly bodies included Neptune, Saturn, the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Mars, and Chiron. We have 7 celestial bodies, and this is the energy of the conqueror, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. I want to also note that Venus was in Aries as well for the month of March and then moved into Taurus on March 30th. So it was not there for the stellium on April 17th, but it brought the energy of the number 6, which is the 2 paths. This infused a deeper energy of choice, a choice that must be made. All life must choose, vice or virtue. So Venus also influenced this new cycle by being in the sign of Aries during this period. You must know that this is a powerful alignment. All of these planets together in Aries gives more power and energy to the ability to transform your life, and it speeds everything up. They are not only in agreement with this new beginning, but they are bringing their power together to affect change. They are helping us raise our consciousness and shift our realities. These are not just planets. They are higher forms of consciousness, and they exist in the higher realms as well as within us. And we talked about this in season 1 of Navigating the Awakening with Native Earth Astrology, how the planets are within us. So now let's look at each planet to understand what they infused into our new beginning. Let's start with Chiron. Chiron was the first to enter into Aries in February of 2019 to eventually be a part of this divine stellium or collaboration. Since 2019, humanity has been working to heal the part of them that is the wounded healer. These consist of old wounds that need to be healed through the element of fire. which is Aries. You need to study more about the healing attributes of the fire element, and you may find something that resonates with you to help you heal from deeper traumas and issues. It could be something as simple as needing more sunlight in your life. This is the activation that Chiron initiated within the mass consciousness. Now, of course, Chiron has been joined by many other planets over the past 7 years, but now an old cycle has come to an end, and Chiron helped to prepare our consciousness for this deep healing by the use of the fire element, cleansing our passions, controlling our anger, and so on. Everything that the fire element rules has been worked on for those who have been healing themselves deeply through choosing a path of transformation. Then Neptune entered into Aries on the 26th of January, joining Chiron for this great activation. Neptune is the 11th of the 22 major arcana in the ancient Egyptian tarot, and it is the energy of the enchantress, whose divinatory significance is force. 11 is also known as a master number, because the energy of the enchantress confirms that one has mastered their lower animal self. So Neptune walking into Aries is bringing the energy of mastery over the lower self, joining Chiron, who has healed many of the deeper wounds of the past. This duel is giving humanity the power to heal and to master the lower animal self within this new cycle. Then Saturn enters into Aries on February 13th or 14th, depending on where you are on the planet. And these dates are significant. Saturn is the 15th of the 22 major arcana in the ancient Egyptian tarot. It is known as the Black Magician, the one who was the Hierophant and turned evil. These people began to use their powers for evil, just like Darth Vader, who started out on the light side and ended up on the dark side. Saturn represents this group. The divinatory significance of Saturn is fatality and black magic. It is also connected to karmic energy. So Saturn brings us the energy of karma, the reaping of what you have sown. It is here to bring balance and to indicate that practitioners of black magic are present. The overall message reveals that a dark force will be removed by the use of fire in order to bring balance. And Paul Laurence Dunbar wrote a book called Fire the Next Time. Another prophecy. Those that have been practicing black magic will face fatalities due to their karma. Saturn joins with the other celestial bodies to confirm that this new cycle of karma has begun. Now, Neptune conjunct Saturn at 0 degrees of Aries on the 20th of February signifies that there are two different groups of people that are starting this new 6,000-year cycle. One group is represented by Neptune and the other by Saturn. And because we are using the interpretations of the ancient Egyptian tarot, we can see that the people who are indicated by Neptune have the energy of the enchantress. They are those who have chosen a path of transformation and mastery over their lower selves. The other group is indicated by Saturn, and they are those who have chosen the path of darkness. They desire to use black magic for personal gain and to acquire power over others. These are called the Black Magicians, and they have chosen the path of fatality and death. This is their portion. It is their karma. We have received the universal laws through the ancient Egyptian tarot, and so there is no way to avoid this fate. Now for the sun. It entered into Aries on March 20th of this year, 2026. The sun is the powerful one, the logos, the one who awakens the ascended masters and who guides all the celestial bodies within the universe. The sun must be in agreement with any changes that are to be made within a universe, or they will not manifest. This great being represents the 21st of the 22 major arcana, and this card is known as the Adept in the ancient Egyptian tarot. This powerful celestial being brings the energy of success and attainment. Nothing will be successful without the blessings of the sun, and we have it here. This is why ancient cultures honored the sun like they did. It wasn't always about worshiping the sun. That happened later when they didn't understand. But in ancient times, they understood the power that this being held. And you can say that it is a god because it is connected to the source of all light, just like we are. But it is a great and powerful consciousness. It is a being that exists on the higher realms. And we see it in our reality as the sun. So with the sun's presence and permission, this stellium denotes the success of our new beginning, and it gives its blessings for that new plan for humanity. All beings will be affected within our universe and the multiverse. Now, the moon then joins these other heavenly bodies and moves into Aries on the 21st of March, the day after the sun arrived. Now, if this isn't profound, I don't know what is. All the heavy hitters are here, the ones that help to create our physical reality. The moon is the 20th of the 22 major arcanum in the ancient Egyptian tarot. This is not to be confused with the moon card, which is Cancer. The same goes for the sun card, which is Leo. Know that these powerful energies have their own cards that they rule. So I just wanted to make that clear. The divinatory significance of the moon is the awakening, the resurrection. So this message should be very clear. The moon joins the stellium and initiates the energy of the awakening, the resurrection. Now, after the moon, we have Mars entering the sign of Aries on the 9th of April. Mars is the 16th of the 22 major arcanum, and it is known as the lightning in the ancient Egyptian tarot. This energy works closely with Saturn, who is the 15th of the major arcanum. So you have 15 and 16 working very closely together. And they work to dish out karma for those who are haughty, unjust, evil, who have done things that they've created very negative karma for. So they work together to dish out the karmic energy of catastrophe to those who have been unjust, prideful, and evil. They do not care if you are a king or a peasant. You will receive your karmic due. Woe to those who have lived a prideful life and who have treated people unjustly. The lightning will strike them down in an instant, and lightning is a source of fire. Just to note that. Mars also works closely with Uranus, which is also about karma in the ancient tarot. Uranus brings the energy of surprise and things happening suddenly. And it also brings new cycles, as it is the 10th of the 22 major arcanum. And Uranus is moving into Gemini in this month of April, marking the beginning of another new cycle. Mars and Uranus work together as well because you never know when lightning is going to strike. Empires fall suddenly due to internal corruption. This evil creates bad karma and the fall is sudden. This is the energy of Mars, and it is very happy in the sign of Aries, of which it rules. So it is extra strong at this time. And then it is being joined by six other astral bodies, which make it even stronger. This is a sign that the unjust will be struck down suddenly and brought to ashes, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. And now, last but not least, Mercury entered into Aries on the 15th of April in this year, 2026. This is the first of the 22 major arcanum, known as the Magus, the magician. It is number one, indicating once again a new beginning, the beginning of a new cycle of creation. Mercury brings the magic of manifestation through focused intention and focused thought. This is the first building block of the universe. We are told that thoughts create our reality, and the magus represents will and dexterity. So Mercury brings us the will and the inner strength to transform our lives. So don't give up. There is so much more I could say, but I think you get the point. It's a new day, and it doesn't belong to the unjust. They will receive their due, and new beginnings will ensue for those of us who have chosen a path of transformation. Remember that fire brings life to that which can be transformed, and death to that which cannot. The fire will mold you and shape you into a new being, just like a sword that has been forged in the fires of a great ironsmith. It is alchemy, and you will become a blade of truth and protection for those who have chosen to walk on the path of transformation. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator with love. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.